Hey, podcast listeners, I'm back from their podcast here, and I hope everyone's doing good. I hope everyone's staying positive. I hope everyone's really still keeping on their grind at the same time, you know, taking the actions and the necessary steps to go forward in life and succeed. You know, life is really sometimes a puzzle, and really it's a obstacle course, but at the same time, a lot of us, including myself, I've been there, you know, we create our own obstacles, and your own obstacles means what you put in your own mind is something that is a block or a wall, I want to say, that is blocking yourself from exceeding or surpassing a certain level of success that you desire, right? So it's just like a lot of things. It's just like an example would be a video game. Let's say you want to get to the next level, right? You know, you have to be able to overcome what has been put in front of you. And what's interesting is that a lot of us sometimes mentally have difficulty overcoming what is in front of us. And so, you know, my podcast has been dedicated to teaching and showing and giving information on how to help wonderful ladies and gentlemen of planet Earth become better and really just go after what they want. Now, I'll tell you, what you really want is not crazy. It's not obscured. You know, a lot of people, what we do is we shelter our dreams with something else, and then we don't go after what we believe can be ours. And this is in the case of a lot of things, but detrimentally, it is because we want to work harder and we want to have more, but we stop ourselves because we either lie to ourselves or we tell ourselves, you know, I'm not good enough, or someone's, you know, I'm not good enough for this, or someone's going to do it better than me, you know. And really, I think you got to destroy these types of thoughts and these types of feelings, because, you know, life is really also about whoever has the aggressive intentions is going to win. Okay, this means the people who think that their thoughts are powerful and their thoughts are worthy and their thoughts are strong, these are the winners. The losers are people with weak mentalities, weak thoughts, weak habits, and also weak character, which means they can't handle when things get a little bumpy or when things don't go their way necessarily. You know, I'll tell you, you want to have strong character. You want to have... Hey, I'm back to another podcast here. This is an extension from the last podcast. It got cut a little bit short. I apologize. But so let's continue. So as I was saying, you want to have strong character. You want to have the ability to be able to exemplify what strong character can do. This means having discipline. This means having ideologies you can stand by with conviction, which means basically you want to have strength in your belief and what you're trying to say and what you're trying to do. You know, many people, what happens is, you know, they don't seem confident, or they don't have a lot of themselves to put out. This means look people in the eye, okay? You want to look people in the eye. You want to talk with confidence. You want to exceed people's expectations, because sometimes, and I'll tell you, most of the time, when you act confident and you exceed expectations, what happens is you become more valuable to people in their eyes. Of course, what this comes down to is you basically have more strength to be able to put out on a day-to-day basis. So basically, it doesn't necessarily matter how people perceive you, but in some sense, if people see you as strong and successful, yes, this is an important ingredient to success. This can separate you apart from others. This is the competitive view that you want to be able to give people. You know, I'll give you great successful characters that I really like, and I can tell they have a strong sense of character, and they have some good integrity in them. You know, I'll tell you one guy I really like, John Cena. You know, I find John Cena, when he goes out, he's a guy who he has some good character, and he's a guy who represents the military. He's kind of an all-American homeboy who basically displays how he is a good person and has value in such in his actions. And I believe that to be a powerful decision to carry around with him in his personality, you know. And I find what happens is people tend to bend backwards. And as a metaphor, I mean, they tend to leave a situation worse off than how they could have left it. And I'm here to teach you how to not leave a situation worse off than what you could have and would have left it. Okay, this means, you know, getting back to people. Don't run away from your problems. Confront your problems. Confront people and or talk to people in a mature adult fashion. This means most people can be sensible and reasonable. But if you're going to go turn a blind eye or act childish or put games upon people, then these types of games, I don't believe they're going to lead you to a successful way. You know, a lot of people will mirror the same attitude that you can provide in life when you're providing a mature grounds that you can both walk on or at the same time equally a place where you can come together and make peace and make resolutions, you know. And so a lot of the times when you have weak character, you tend to make less of those types of decisions in a good way, which means you might tend to maybe overindulge in feeling bad all the time because you're not doing things. You need to learn how to step up. Men and women, women and men, okay, equally, women have been doing it more and more, and I love it. I love how there's more women equal rights, and, you know, I'm all for women equal pay, but I'm for, you know, equally being treated in a good way. You know, I think there's a lot of social stigmas that need to be destroyed, and I find that, you know, a lot of women need to start treating men with more respect. This is something that I've noticed. I find, you know, even with bad hip-hop culture, it's a problem. You know, I don't think it's cool to be saying, you know, women who are, you know, advertising all their sexuality. You know, I don't think that's what young people need to be doing. And at the same time, you know, we've turned our culture into a hyper-sexualized culture where we're, you know, in North America here, where we're, you know, deeming, oh, you know, we only put value on a certain way a woman looks. You know, this is stuff people don't talk about, but it's just like, you know, I feel like it needs to be said. I don't think you have to value someone's entire being and judge them based upon just how their looks are perceived in society and or how they are perceived as of a value. You know, I'll tell you this, which is what is alarming to me, is how a lot of women think men are just the snakes And, you know, it's kind of like the last guy, it's kind of like the nice guy finishes last sort of thing. But I don't really believe entirely in that. I don't think nice guys finish last. What I do believe is I believe that there's a lot of people out there who don't necessarily, I want to say, correct with how they're behaving and acting. You know, it's almost like we need to be behaving accordingly, behaving appropriately, and as men and women, not act like animals so much. You know, I go on Facebook frequently every day and I see it's disgusting. I see women advertising too much sexuality. I see, and then I see, you know, women then saying, posting things, oh, he's a creep, you know, he, or, you know, men getting mad because they can't get their way. You know, that's got to stop. That's got to stop. You know, too many people are just disappointed, but you got to go on to the next one. You got to go on to the next one. It's like, if you can't find a man, or a woman can't find a woman, or a man can't find a woman, you know, it's like, it's okay to be a certain way, and your preference is up to you, okay? I won't judge, but I'll tell you this, I think that you need to understand in society these days, we're booby trapping ourselves. Okay, this means we're literally trapping ourselves in a social conditioning that does not serve us or help us in any way. Women, not all men are your enemies. Men, not all women are your enemies. It's like, you got to understand, we're not each other's enemies. Okay, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of women thinking men are enemies. I used to work with a woman who, it's like, I think she thought sometimes men were her enemies, or it's like, you know, she didn't want to go and, you know, if you're a manager, you're a boss, you need to go and ask and check if someone's got a problem. You know, you don't just go out and think, you know, I'm just going to eliminate someone because I don't like him. I don't got a problem with him. And the sad truth is, that's how the world works. You know. In a lot of places, and that's got to change. That's still got to change. There's still abuse of power. There's still men and women out there who are abusing power, who are thinking to themselves, my way is the right way, my way or the highway. This has got to stop. It's got to stop. You got to understand when your human behavior is infringing upon the rights and freedoms of others. And this is where people like Alex Jones speak up against major conglomerate corporations or media stations. I love it how even Trump is in there. Trump knows who Alex Jones is. You know, Trump knows. He's like, you know, he says it, fake news. CNN is fake news. They post, the news channels are in control of what they post. They're in control of what they send you and how you are supposed to feel. No, you can decide for yourself. You know, stop being a sheeple, okay? Sheeple is sheep people. Stop being a sheeple. Go think for a second. Oh, you know what? I don't got to do what someone's telling me to do. I don't got to see something the way I got to see it. Because the news says so, or because someone told me so, now I gotta believe what they're saying about so and so. You know what I mean? It's just like I can't get past the fact that too many people are naive in how they believe. Okay, look, if you really, really, honestly think deep down that God is entirely real and that there's no way anyone could question your God's existence, well, let me tell you, there's something severely wrong with you. Okay, there's something severely wrong if you never cross the possibility God could be fake. Okay, there's something wrong with your questioning process, because let me tell you, I question everything. I question every single thing. And intelligence is questioning everything. Intelligent people want to learn more, want to research more, want to discover more, want to know more. Ignorant people sit back and just say, oh, I just listen to what everyone else says. I never learn it for myself. This is the truth. This is a powerful, life-changing podcast that I'm telling you. Let me tell you, I really wish someone had told me this when I was younger. And this is why, another reason why I make this podcast is because I make it for a younger version of myself. And that's just like the young ladies and gentlemen who are out there that need to hear something just like I'm telling you right now. I want my voice to be heard. My voice can't be stopped. My voice won't be stopped. Let me tell you, there's a lot of people out there that need and are seeking changes and need to be told this and need to be told told you have strength, you got to stand up, you got to fight what you believe in, you got to fight who are doing wrong. You know, a lot of people, they don't think at their workplace there's any abuse and people aren't bad at their workplace. No, there's absolutely bad people at a workplace and bad people, you know, doing bad things, and you got to go stick up and stand up and say something. You know, there's people who it's like, you know, you got to do your job and check up on people. Not every single person is going to do good and be good and do on by what others expect of them. So you got to understand, it's like, not everyone has it inside themselves to be more of someone that they can really learn to love themselves, because they're evaluating themselves by rules and understanding, you know, and essentially, what is the Bible? Bibles are rules for us to live by. Oh, Jesse, this is really making sense. This podcast is great. You're probably thinking now, right? You know, it's like, I sure hope so. But, you know, this is the point I'm making, right? It's like, what is the Bible? Okay, well, the Bible is essentially verses and numbers, and it tells you paragraphs of rules and examples of rules, how life should work. The Bible was rules. The Bible founded law, Canadian law. I'll tell you that much. The God was still, and God We Trust is on the money, the American dollar bill. Let me tell you, okay? Rules originated from the Bible, okay? The Bible had God-given rules in them on it, okay? This means the Bible has written rules and then shown, okay, well, yes, this is true, this is accurate, this can work out. Yeah, you know, the law was most law was originally founded off of the Bible, okay? And now law has grown into much, much more, what you can and what you can't do. And, you know, I've talked a little bit about this before, but let me shake things up a little bit and bring you some new good information here, you know. So now you know the law is so what you can do and what you can't do. And this is what's very important. And see, some people lose track of this, and they need to understand, you know, it's not about exploding and feeling, you know, oh, I need to go and act on stuff by my own free intentions. You know, this is the people that throw their lives away. This is the people that go up in jail who think, no, I need to go and do things as a martyr or someone who not necessarily follows the rules, so as to speak, of, let's say, a rebel or someone who decides to put the law into their own hands. Don't be that type of person. Don't put the law in your own hands, because it's going to end up bad. Probably 1,000 times out of, you know, of 2,000 times. You know, let me just say, not everything you're going to do is going to end up turning out in your favor with the law. So it's better to think, okay, you know, sure, you can learn from experience, but it's not always good. It's better to know the law first. This is why at a young age, they teach you, okay, follow rules. Get in line. Get a program. Learn first before you end up making the worst decision you can. Why do we have school? Well, we put kids in school to learn. We put kids in school to learn and not make mistakes and be able to graduate and to go together and be able to function in society. Learn how to read, write, okay? We don't need too many, you know, we have freedom of speech, and the freedom of speech, I get it, sure. Your freedom of speech, you can say what you want to say in rap music. Your freedom of speech, you can say what you want to say. But let me tell you, be careful what you're being influenced by. You know, I understand freedom of speech. You can say what you want in a rap song. You can say what you want on a podcast. But you got to understand, in a lot of cases, where it's going to come down to is, you know, I always talk about money. Money is a powerful source. Money will win in a lot of cases. And at the same time, it's like sometimes people will try to bend the rules, and it's up to you to defend yourself with your rights and freedoms and what with what you have in sense of rules and understanding, you know, okay, this is what I must do to be good, and this is what I have to do to maintain a good way of living and a good way of being. You know, you got to understand it's not always going to be a sensible thing to go and I want to say make more discoveries or make more of something. Like people don't understand. It's like, if you're going to make more, you got to take the actions. You got to take the steps. If you're going to make more, if you're going to have more, you must understand what you're doing is going to be the equivalent of what you're going to get. Okay. This is something I struggle to understand. This is something I was like, well, okay, you know what? Well, then I realized I put so much effort, didn't get enough back, or I would put too much effort in a job and I would not receive gratification or even, you know, any type of love into myself, because for what I was doing, I couldn't really totally believe in anymore. It's just like, you know, people say work hard, and I made a great podcast on this, a great podcast. No, you don't need to be working hard all of the time and busting yourself day after day when you're going to get no rewards back, when you're going to get no type of recognition or payment. It's like in a sense where what you've done is so valuable, you're going to get more. So this is why I make a podcast, you know, to teach people, you know, the ones that need to hear it. I know lots of people, they're woke. Okay, they're people who are, you know what, I see a bigger picture, or I see into a grand scheme of things. You know, let me tell you, I've been a guy who sat back and worked an ordinary job most of my life. Most of my life I worked a regular ordinary job, I'll admit it. Okay, but let me tell you this, there's nothing like having gratification and satisfaction from working on your own terms, doing what you want, ready to get more of yourself into where you want to go and how you want to grow and how you want to be and where you want to see things. You know, a lot of the time, a lot of people don't really necessarily make the decision to go off and to try something different. And really, that's the saddest part, because all you got to do is try. You know, I tried a podcast. I wasn't expecting to get as many listeners as I do. I actually get a lot of listeners on my podcast, a lot of listeners. I wasn't expecting to get a ton of listeners like I have, but it's just like, you know what? It's just, it happened, you know? And let me tell you, I tried it. I did it. I put my energy out there. I put my voice out there, and people were like, yeah, let's listen, you know? I find that amazing. You know, it's just like, you never know who's going to be listening or who wants to listen. And let me tell you, people are so shy in society. In society, there's way too many shy people who think I should just be shy and that's all I'll get by. No. And let me tell you, I've been there. No. Let me tell you, that's wrong. It's the people who step up, who take initiative, who take action, who ignite a fire to have more desire within them. These are the people that achieve. These are the people others want to believe in, because it's a symbol of yes, there is hope, or yes, there is someone that we can be guided by. You know, and that's basically what the Bible is. The Bible is our inner needs to follow a man or follow a woman, whoever, you know, you want to believe in God as, and sure, you know, or Jesus, you know, follow Jesus, the holy man, and think, okay, you know, this is the man we got to look up to. And, you know, he died for our sins, and he was the perfect human being. He could turn nothing into something, and had all these amazing powers, and basically, you know, he was condemned for being good, and people thought he was a witch because, you know, Jesus had magical powers, and he claimed to be God's son, and no one believed him for being God's son, so they shunned him away, put him on a cross, killed him, and buried him, and then eventually he rose back, and incredibly, that was his story. And so, you know, let me tell you, It's
That's an amazing story, but it still stems from the human behavior and the belief that we need to believe in that others are grand and that others have a better hope in the scheme of things, you know. And instead, a lot of us want to join in and support someone else's ideas and schemes, and they're not necessarily wrong in some people's eyes, like, you know. And I'll say, it's not wrong to think you want to follow someone because you think they have a better way, okay? No, it's completely not wrong to think someone has a good way of doing things, and you know what? We could listen and we could follow what they have to say, because that's actually a great idea, and what they have to say and what they're doing is actually highly intelligent, and this is why I make my podcast. I give you highly intelligent things that you can live your life by, rules and you know, good stipulations. You know, you want to be sensible. You want to be a person who can think before they do things, or someone who can also understand, you know, you don't have to react to everything in life. Too many people are overreactive. I see Facebook. It's just like so overreactive. Everyone wants to get a reaction for something bad that's happening to them. You know, it's like, I'm tired of you. I'm tired of people thinking, you know, because something bad happened to them, they need to be, you know. And I love and care for people, so don't get me wrong. But here's what I want to say. I'm tired of people thinking that because something bad happened to them, they need to feel victimized. And then others need to always reciprocate with victimizational stuff. This is what I'm tired of. So listen carefully to what I just said, because I don't mind if everyone's a victim in life. Sometimes we're not justly treated, or we're treated unfairly, and that's just the way the world is going to go sometimes. But let me tell you, okay, that doesn't, you know, you don't have to be like, yeah, you know what, I'm sorry your dog died. Yes, I'll cry with you. You know, that's okay, but offer support. This is what I'm doing. This is what my podcast is all about. My podcast is all about offering support. It's about keep your head up. It's about offer support. If there's someone who you could give support to, keep your head up. Love them. Show them more. Show them love unconditionally. Show them, you know what? Okay, here's the answer. You know, instead of feeling bad and doing nothing about it, maybe say something to them. Say something as in a way where you can also have, you know, someone and somewhere to grow a friendship, to grow something, to be better, to have more, to have more of something you can foundationally put up. And so what this means is, you know, more people need to reach out and start, okay, sure, be someone's friend. Get to know them, you know. And then when you get to know them, you can get to show them. Too many people are like, this guy's got issues. I run away from them. I want to run away. See, some people don't. That's weakness. That's shyness. That's the weakness. Strong people confront and they say, you know what? Okay, we're going to deal with this today. We're going to deal with this. I will deal with you. I love you enough as a human. Let's talk it out. Okay. And a lot of society does this. They talk it out. We talk about things that are uncomfortable. We talk about same-sex and marriage. You know, we talk about things that have interfered and have really been in media over the years and have really touched some people's ways of living. And a lot of people still believe in the Bible, but let me tell you, you know, I'm not a major believer in the Bible, and I made that clear, and I hope that doesn't offend people. But you know what? I mean, there's a lot worse out there where people are doing a lot worse, and they don't believe in the Bible, and they actually believe in even worse things. Yes, this is right. There's people out there who actually believe in. You can go through much worse, and have much worse. And this is true. Like, this is 100% true. You know, it's like people don't realize that what's going on in your life
doesn't have to be seen in one way with watching someone else do something or what someone else said. Like, too many people think, I just got to go and get along with everybody else and go with the flow. No, you got to do something different. Do something unexpected at the same time. Make it in a good way. Make it a good point, you know. You don't necessarily have to be somebody who is, tinkering in the bad way, in the sense where you don't gotta, where you're going against the rules, but tinkering in a way where you're not so, I want to say, following everyone else's path. Okay, this means, sure, there's some paths in life where it's good to be on the same side of the road as everyone else. Drive your car on the same side of the road. Absolutely. But this doesn't mean, you know, your unique ideas or your creative ideas are invaluable. And that's a problem. A lot of people, I love humanity, so I make this podcast. At the same time, you know, I get frustrated at humanity, but you still got to love each other, you know. At the end of the day, that's what's important, loving everyone. You know, you get people at the same time who think, I'm twisted up inside about something. You got to go talk to somebody about it. You got to go let it out. You got to go figure and think to yourself, okay, well, you know what? All right, this is how I am. This is the way it goes right now. Let me do something better. Let me do something different. And you know what? You know, that's what is going to go a long way. Or, you know, that is with what is which is going to be seen in a different light and going to have a better, different impact, because essentially what you're doing is you're allowing yourself to be a better human, a better person, you know, and this is what's vital. This is what's vital, you know. Let me tell you. It takes time to realize your life. It takes time to realize certain things in life. It takes time to understand, you know, what is actually going on and what is not really actually going on. It's like, at the same time, you need to be understanding that what is going on in your life is important, but it's also, in a way, constructed so you're learning, you're growing, you're learning from everything. You're learning from relationships, you're learning from people. That's why I tell you, go make the mistakes, go mess up, go try. But here's the thing, you know, do it in a way where you're not intentionally trying to do stuff, okay? This means, yes, no, you shouldn't cheat on your spouse, you shouldn't cheat on your lover, you shouldn't do those kinds of bad things. But at the same time, you know, not all rules in a relationship should make or break them. This is why you need to communicate and talk first. Communicate, say, dear or lover or whoever, man or the woman, or the woman or the man. You know, what could I do this? Is this okay with you? You know, this is why, you know, you got to learn how to create relationships with other people a lot of the time. You know, some people, it's like, you know, I can't create relationships with you if you don't want to talk and listen. Okay. And a lot of people are in that ignorant zone where no one wants to talk. No one wants to listen. Everyone's just in this zone where, you know, I'm just going to try and get away with what I can and, you know, dip, duck, dodge, and dive any type of hard or uncomfortable behavior. No, no, no. It's the uncomfortable situations and the uncomfortable behavior that give you the most growth. Okay? This is facts. Like, this is true. Okay? 100% this is facts. 100%. Just watch and listen and learn it from other people too. You know, let me tell you. Okay, let me tell you. Okay. You know, it's like you go from ways where you think you thought you know it, you knew it all. Then you don't. Let me tell you. Okay. No one knows it all. Not one person. If there was one person who knew it all, they would probably more likely be our God. Okay, but no. We know God is the holy, knowing all being. The holy form. God is everything. God is everywhere. He's the omnipotent, the ultimate force is God, apparently. Well, you know, we never seen God. He's invisible. So, I mean, okay, well, that's kind of weird. You know, it's like, how do you have ideologies where you don't understand where the image has come from? So that's where people are confused and what they can't believe. This is why I'm a science-based person. I'm not a religious person. You know, believe in logic and rational things. Logic and rational. God is not logical or rational. That's the truth. That's the uncomfortable truth. Many people believe in an unlogical, unrational person. And it's like, okay, well, why do I gotta join in on that? You know? What I love about God, as I've explained it before, I've said it before, you can go back, you can go listen to my podcasts, okay? God has good imagery, which means what he portrays is not necessarily a bad influence. Even though there's some things in the Bible where I'm against things in the Bible that are against homosexuality, that are against, you know, that sinners need to be punished in certain ways. Like it's a book. Like I've said, the Bible was most likely written by a man. And other smart people, Dan Pena, a billion-dollar man, that's his name, the billion-dollar man. He's also a person who agrees in with what I've said, you know. And I think more people would too, you know. Like, let me tell you, okay. Not necessarily all the time you're going to have things in life that are going to help you not confront with what you're facing ahead of you. And you need to face what you got ahead of you. You need to understand it's either you or it. Okay? Make the rational, sensible decision. Don't be violent in life. Don't be unrational. Don't freak out. Just make a decision. Okay? But confront it. Make the decision properly. Make the decision maturely. Make the decision as mature and as proper and as nicely as you can to move forward. Okay? Respect is respect given. Respect is respect earned. But respect is also respect. Respect is love, and respect is respect that you can give and get back. This is my podcast. I'm going to leave it at that. I love you all. Keep the respect. Keep the niceness. Be nice. Love each other. I'm out. Thank you. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the podcast. This is a good time for me. Hopefully it's still a good time for you in your life. And when we're keeping things positive all year since the beginning of 2019. And hopefully everyone's still feeling better, getting healthier, working on their goals, staying motivated, staying positive. You know, today I'm going to give some tips for success that I've learned. I want to tell you about how to stay on top of your game and stay on top of how your success is bringing in. Okay, so I'm going to start off by telling you and talking to you about how to stay ahead of the masses. Okay, so this means how to stay ahead of other competition that is ahead of you. Okay, and you want to obviously be the winning partner or be the winning person in the lead. But if you want to be that leader who's winning, you have to also understand it's going to come with a cost, and it's going to come with time and dedication. All right, no successful person who's more successful than others doesn't put in more time and more dedication than others. It just doesn't happen. Okay, why was Elon Musk so successful? Elon Musk was working 120-hour work weeks. How many people do you know who work a 120-hour work week? Exactly. So stop complaining you don't have Elon Musk's success if you're not putting in 120 hours. I don't even put in 120 hours of a work week. Sometimes I just put in 40 and I love my sleep. Okay. Sacrifices sometimes are made to have that extra bit of success. That is the truth. Okay. Sometimes some people are gifted with a great mind or a great exceptional body. You know, they might be tall enough to be in the NBA easily, or they might be, really, really intelligent, and they ate their vegetables as a kid, so they were very smart, and you know, they could do a university degree, and not everyone can graduate university. You know, not everyone has it in them. I don't think everyone can pursue the dreams that everyone else has all the time. No, I don't think that's viable. I don't think that's sensible. You know, I don't think that we have a ton of stuff that's going on, and I'll tell you, I think what happens is people get sidetracked in life, and you make excuses one day, and then you're just on to the next distraction. You know, people get very easily distracted, okay? But success has to come from not being distracted. It has to come from constant gathering of going back and proving yourself again and again that you're good enough to be a part of a team or good enough to have the success. And the success speaks for itself whether you're good or not to have it. Okay, so understand that. You can feel good and have the glory and feel glorified by your success when the success proves itself. It'll show itself. It'll actually happen. It won't be hidden. You know, it will be there, and you will have it. Now, I want to talk about staying ahead of the masses. So back to what I was saying. If you want the success, you got to remember and you got to understand, okay, success is going to come, but it's going to come at sacrifices. And this is what people sometimes have a hard time swallowing. It's a hard pill to swallow. All right. It's a very, very hard pill to swallow. Success comes at sacrifices. You want to be an astronaut? It doesn't go both ways. You can't be an NBA professional basketball player, a NASCAR driver, and, you know, and have every degree under the sun. It doesn't work. Okay, life's not practical like that. I'm not going to have 1,000 jobs at once. Okay, maybe that's not impossible, but you know what? That is absolutely unrealistic, and the world does not function that way. Okay, the world needs one person's undivided attention for 8 hours a day, maybe a 5-hour shift, maybe a 12-hour shift. You know, that's reality. That's how it works. Okay, you gotta start understanding. The reality of life is a lot different than a lot of people perceive it to be. You know, you perceive, oh, well, life's kind of just set up for me, and that's awesome. Some people know what they want. Life's set up. They go, they have all this money, they have this success, and that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with that. Okay? That's the ideal person. But then what happens is you have the people who don't like to be put out, let's say, in a way where they're too uncomfortable. And so you have to say to yourself, while you're uncomfortable, I can go do this. I got to get this done. I got to go check if I have cancer. I got to go check myself for STDs. And by the way, those are two very good things everyone should do. You know, get a blood test. Check if you have diabetes or not. You know, these are life-changing things. Did you know most people who have diabetes don't know they have diabetes? Yes. Most of them who have it did not know they had it until they had major health problems, and then they had to fix those health problems, you know. So now you know. Let me talk to you again about some issues here, okay? All right, so, you know, there's a lot of things people got to do that are a hard pill to swallow, and those are some, but also, you know, when are you going to go start taking responsibility and live on your own, pay your own bills? I pay my own bills every month. I pay my own rent. I pay for my cell phone. I pay for my internet. I pay for my rent. I pay for, you know, my utilities. You know, I pay. And so you have to realize, you know, when are you going to start doing that in life? When are you going to become someone, become a man, become, sorry, a woman on your own? Okay, become a woman or a man on your own. You know, it's going to come at a point in time where you're going to realize, you know, it's either you're going to have success or you're going to waste time with your friends all the time. Most women and men don't have time to have another friendship or to go out and party when you're working 9 to 5 and you might have to go home and raise a kid. Then you definitely don't have time. Then at the same time, most men and women, I don't think they have enough energy after 9 to 5 to go out and drink. I knew few people who could do that. It's hard to be working and have a social life. And in this day and age, if you're working a regular job, regular jobs take a lot of labor, they take a lot of energy, the customers complain. You know, that's the reality of it. The reality is it's not always sunshine. It's not always, you know, my work's easy breezy. You know, some people might have a real easy job. I'll tell you some easy jobs, you know. Security guards, easy, easy job. You know, such as I always envy them. I'm like, that's such a stress-free job. What do you do? Maybe sign paperwork if someone's stealing, and you know, you really just collect a check. And I knew people back in my day where they wanted to be security guards, and security jobs are really easy, man. Let me tell you, you know, I'll tell you. But anyways, you know, what are you doing every day not to waste your day? And this is what I have to ask myself. You know, people got to stop watching Netflix, stop watching TV, stop. Okay. Stop watching TV. Okay. Stop doing things that are wasting your time and giving you no benefit. Okay. That's an investment lesson right there. Okay. What do you not invest in? You don't invest your time in things that don't give you a benefit. Warren Buffett would not invest in something that didn't make him profit, or it wasn't a good investment for the long run, and he did not see growth potential. Okay? You understand where I'm getting from? Your time is like money. Money is time. Time is money. Money is time. Time is money. Don't put time into something that isn't going to bring you money in an intelligent way until you can be financially successful and be financially secure. Even let me tell you something right now. My dad was a 60-year-old man, and he still had a hard time finding ways to bring money in every month. To bring tons of money in every single month. Sometimes owning a business ain't enough. Most businesses, it's something like 80% of businesses will fail. And most businesses don't, when you start one, they're not fast food chains. Everything costs wholesale, and it costs a lot of money. You know, McDonald's, like I've talked about, they have their own warehouses where they produce stuff, and they can produce it real cheap. You get where I'm going at? So now you know, it's like, you know, either you're going to be paying a ton in life, and you're going to work from real hard rock bottom, you know, and deal with a lot of people who realistically just don't care. You know, you got to realize at the end of the day, a lot of people, they'll go to work and they won't care. And you know what's even worse is that the person who goes the extra mile, the person who does extra little bit, might never even get recognized. Okay, this is a lesson I learned too hard too many times. I remember I always wanted to be the hardest worker. You'll get paid off for being the hardest worker. No, you won't. Now you see on YouTube. Now you see videos on Facebook, videos, posts on Facebook. Everywhere you look, there's another video on Facebook, another video ad on YouTube saying, I made it out of the 9-to-5 rat race. I made it out of 9-to-5 because, you know, 9-to-5 is like you're selling your will to live. You're selling your will to live to work. When there's guys who travel the world and do a job on their computer, you can literally use your laptop and redesign websites and make money. You know, and people aren't doing this. I was making my own website the other day. I made a website called Podcast Web. Okay, and Podcast Web is my new website. You could check it out. I'm going to start posting content, start posting stuff. You know, you got to realize, like, you know, go make a website. You know, websites are so valuable. You know, websites are worth so much money. You know, you know, you got to understand, you know, it comes at a price of intelligence. It's just knowing. It's just trust your intuition. Know that marketing advertisement. Know when you have your own website, it's like, ooh, wow, you know, that's great. You know, and then when you have customer following, then more customers want to try it. When you have something that actually realistically works, then you have success. You have a product. You know, McDonald's. I watched it, how it was formed. McDonald's, Ray Kroc, he said, in order for us to have the fast food restaurant, they had to use powdered chocolate ice cream. And the original restaurant owner said, no, we will only use real ice cream. We only want to use the real stuff. And he said, well, you know what? That's just not going to work. So he went on and he basically bought the franchise from under him and he duped them, and now he's worth $500 million and McDonald's is a $1 billion franchise, you know. So now you got to understand, he said, well, people are going to want convenience over a little bit of taste. You know, they can always, you know, they can always be sold on more sugar, you know. See, you get where I'm going with this? Now you gotta understand, you know, make a website, go make do with what time you have. You know, you gotta understand, things are easier than ever. Things are literally easier than ever. I didn't have outlets for attention. There's outlets for attention because, look, the underground video game community that was once just, you know, online on Xbox and maybe on PC a little bit, and now has its own streaming platform because people wanted it so bad. You know, you got to understand, look at YouTube. You can show anything on YouTube. Everyone's on YouTube. Everyone wants to be, you know, everyone wants to post everything on YouTube. YouTube is like the Google for videos, really. YouTube is Google for videos, legitimately. There's so much to learn. There's so much to see. There's so much you can copy from, emulate success. You know, double down on what's working for you. You know, absolutely. That's a phrase I've been hearing, and it's a phrase I have you've been using for quite some time now. At the start of my podcast, you know, you got to understand. You got to break away from the masses. You know, some people, they're just thinking one way all the time, and they don't come up with new ideas. You need creativity. You need new ideas. You know, you need to follow success and achievements. You know, when you're not following achievements and you're not following success, what are you doing? You're going backwards, right? You have a lack of success. You know, and reality is, you want the success, but it's not always going to come at you just spending a little bit of time. You have to spend the time till it works. Tweak it. You know, I made a podcast on, following the little details to have success, right? You got to understand, you got to follow little details to have success. You got to realize if you want the success, you got to go out there. You got to go make it. You know, a lot of times, you got to, first master yourself. Okay. You got to master yourself. You got to understand. Okay. Well, if you're going to master yourself, then you have to come to the conclusion, oh, okay, I got to make sure I'm smart enough. I have the education. I'm good enough. I'm wise enough. You know, I have the ability to do this. I have the intelligence to be able to handle this. You know, then you really got to understand, okay, wow, this is really working. This is how it's going to happen for me. You know, this is happening. This is going on, when you make a lot of attention and people start to figure out what you've been doing, they're going to want to copy it, or they're going to want to join in on with you. You know, you got to understand, where people want to join in and people want to have success, that's where you can have it too. But you got to understand, it's not always going to be, a road that isn't going to take all of your attention and all of your dedication. Like, success comes at dedication. It takes time. It takes an effort. It takes slow effort. Okay, rewards come at a price. Okay, rewards come at time. You know, rewards take a price. It's not always going to be, I made some money today. All right. It's like this. Most of the world works on a paycheck basis. Okay. And if you only collect a paycheck, I don't feel bad for you, but I'm starting to feel sad for you. Because it's sad that you're only reduced to one thing when you can have more, okay? I don't feel bad. It's fine, but I'm like, I'm just shaking my head because I'm like, I've been there. I understand it. I want to make more. I want to, show that I have other skills too. Show that you could redesign a website. Show that you could be a regular person and just, at the same time, It doesn't take special skills to learn how to web design. Maybe take a web designing course, or maybe just, study everything online. Like, I feel bad for those who go to college or university. I actually am so happy I never went to college and I never went to university. At the same time, it's good credentials. Society will judge you, and society's judging you because they're saying, you don't have it, I gotta have it. He doesn't have it, she should have it. She doesn't have it, we gotta have it. It's like everyone's gonna judge you whether or not if you have a college degree. But the truth is, it doesn't matter. I've talked about that. A lot of the greats skipped out on Harvard, or a lot of the greats skipped out on a lot of stuff. You got to understand where it's going to come from. It's going to come from inside of you that's going to have your success. You got to realize it's not about having a multitude of ways that you can be, let's say, put in a situation where you're going to have, let's say, ample money. It's about being competitive and letting no one get in your way. This means abiding by the rules, of life and of laws and of rules of where what you can and can't do. You know, like, don't be a cyber hacker. Don't go hack. Don't go sell technology that's not yours. You know, don't sell your neighbor stuff. You know, don't steal. You know, got to play within the rules. You got to play within the rules of how society functions. You know, respect gets respect. Same thing in the business world. At the same time, you know, it takes courage to call out people for their criminal behavior. Most people, like, look at Murdoch. $60 billion Ponzi scheme. This man went under everybody's radar, because this is how trustworthy people are. This guy went under everyone's radar, and he literally took $60 billion and Ponzi schemed it. Which means he literally just took everyone's money and was like, oh yeah, this is an investment portfolio. Invest with me. And he was laundering $60 billion. So he was really actually going to take it all for himself. And he's in jail now. Trevor Murdoch's in jail. So it goes to show how foolish, you know, stock brokers were. He was in the stock exchange. I forget which one it was, but he was in the stock exchange, and Trevor Murdoch basically was making fake data. So he falsified investments. He was breaking numbers. So he was lying on data and basically saying, oh yeah, you know, this is what you're making, and oh yeah, you know, this is how I'm using your money, when it was all wrong. So $60 billion he got taken out for him. I forget where all the money went. I don't even know how people are gonna get their money back, but that's ridiculous. Okay. And now you know, people will really put their hard earned time and their money into stuff, and they will be quite surprisingly, shockingly failed with how they trust people. Like, you can't trust people these days. You really can't trust everyone. You can't trust anyone, I'd say. Even, you know, it's like, it's not realistic to trust everybody. That's the truth. The truth is, it's just not, it's not in, most people lie. And that's like everyone. Everyone's told a lie in their life. I don't care, you know. It's like, no one's not told a lie. There's no perfect human being, okay? No human being is perfect. There's no perfect human being. I'm sure we all feel like we want to cheat, and sometimes taking the righteous path is the harder path, or taking the ethical path sure looks like the harder path, but that's the best path. The ethical path is the best path. You got to be careful for people. I've talked about it. There's some people out there who will literally absolutely 100% just take what you have for granted and show people and show what's going on as, you know, it's not a perfect world, and it's not a fair world. You know, there's people that are going to show you this lesson in life. The lesson is, you know, sure, hard work can get you success, but working hard your entire life is not the best recipe for success. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm laying down, okay? You can sell. Why would you? You don't have to have labor when you can sell things. You can ship things all over the world. You can now, you know, going to malls is probably outdated, but you can just stay home and order stuff. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, things have gotten more practical and faster and more convenient for the customer. The customer will go where the convenience is. Let me repeat. The customer will go where the convenience is. Doesn't mean they're paying the cheapest price. Nope. But they will go where the convenience is, 100%. 100%. Just look at fast food. You know, look at what Amazon did. Why do people use Amazon? Well, because it can go right to your door. Okay? This is why. You know? You got to understand, not everyone has, I'll say, the conscious effort to be better all the time. Anyways, try to be better, okay? Program yourselves. This is the end of my podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed it. You know, go out there, try new stuff, make a website, sell stuff, you know, try to get ahead, try to learn how to develop, watch Shark Tank. I watched every episode of Shark Tank. Shark Tank will teach you how to be a person of independence in the business world, because it can teach you from people who don't even want to sell to the sharks, or it can teach you, you know, how to value a company, or it can teach you the value in products you might have, or it can teach you the value of creativity. That's another great thing. It can teach you the value of your ideas. The value of your creativity is amazing. Your ideas are worth a lot of money. You know, this is what's important. Anyways, that's it. I'm out. Hey, podcast listeners. I'm back with another podcast today for you. Hopefully you're still liking the this new 2019 season of podcasts. You know, I incorporated a little bit of new things, as well as some old things that still always retain value. You know, back when I first started the podcast, my podcast was really about, you know, being practical and telling people, you know, how to start from the ground up. You know, how to start from nothing when you don't have a lot of money, how to save money, pinch pennies, you know, find ways to rent cheap or rent with roommates, you know, find ways to get yourself ahead, because let me tell you, it's not easy trying to get ahead, for sure. You know, it's not always going to be easy to have everything together when you're young, for sure. You know, I'm older now and I'm mature and I get it and I know how the world works. And, you know, when you're young, here's what you have: energy. When you're young, you can outwork older people. It's a fact. I think I've talked about this a little bit before, and in a sense where employers want young people. Young people can be molded. Young people have all this energy, have all this, yep, chipper, I can do attitude. You're fresh out of high school. You're thinking opportunities, opportunities, opportunities. But what you don't have is a ton of work experience, and you might not know how to climb the social ladder. And these are things I've taught you along my podcast. Anyways, you know, these are important. I really love this podcast. Today's is going to be extra special. It's already starting off good. So I'll tell you, when you're young, you let's say, I'll even say 16 to 25, okay, maybe 25 is pushing it. You know, after 25, things start to go downhill. You don't want to be as energetic. You kind of want to settle in. You might even have kids in your early 20s. A lot of people have kids in their early 20s. People have kids in their early 20s, up to the mid 20s, up to the late 20s. When you have kids in your early 20s, be careful. You know, you can go out of high school, start working in the oil field, and make $100,000. You know, in Canada, in the US, I don't know how, I think it's something you can do very close to that. It's certainly hard to become a billionaire, you know. You need a ton of clout, you need a lot of social recognition. Like, you have to be socially approved by people, and a lot of people, to be socially approved, you know, you have to be on TV, or you have to have superstar good looks, or you need to have some type of claim to fame, okay? And this is what I'm here to tell you. You know, you don't necessarily need that. You can create that, you know. That's really farther off in the picture that I want to portray today, because this is for the common, regular, everyday folk like myself. I'm a regular, average, everyday kind of guy. Very regular, very average. Nothing too special about me, you know. So let me break things down. Most people are like me. They're average. They work a simple job. They're not too, you know, gung-ho into trying too many things, you know. I've talked a bit about this. I'm going to bring it up, you know. People are essentially scared to step out of a comfort zone and think, you know, well, if I try something, it's a risk. Yes. Taking successful steps to a newer venture is a risk. Absolutely, it's a risk. You could try out an adventure. You might turn out to hate it. You left your job. You know, you went, you know, even going to college is a risk. I know more people on my hands that have so much, that are drowning in student debt, have no college degree in use to show for it. So they finished their college, they finished university, and they took different courses. They might have even went there twice, went to university or college twice, and still are not even doing anything they went to the courses for, you know. So it's like a lot of people are just doing something to get an education, but the reality is most of the world works by, you just need basic intelligence and computer intelligence. You need computer knowledge. You need computer intelligence. You need computer expertise. You need to learn how to type. You need to be in an office space that has it going on. You need to be around people that are energetic and smart, that are rubbing off on you. You know, you need to be around intelligent people who are willing to study the algorithms, or willing to study the arithmetic, okay? Willing to study what information pertains to you at work. You know, some of you, you know, I remember myself, I was younger, I got cheated out of jobs. Yes, I got cheated out of jobs, and I still kind of regret it today, but I know life is unfair, you know. Don't be the guy or girl that goes to a job, works super hard when they're young. Here's the mistake I made, I'll tell you. I've been there. When you're young, you work really, really hard, and you don't move up. So I stayed somewhere for 3 years. I basically had the qualifications of, you know, I basically was doing more work than some of the managers and supervisors I worked with, 100%. I was working multiple workstations. I was even training people. New people would come in. I'd be training them. You know, it was just like, you know, but I wasn't aggressively competitive enough to be like prowling my ego around to say that, oh, okay, you know, I deserve to be better, to have more. But let me tell you, that's an edge, okay? For anyone listening, it's an edge to have a little bit of an ego at a job place. Why? Because so many people don't have a little bit of an ego. What happens is as soon as you want to get something, the person they remember is the person everyone remembers is the person who spoke up to say how good they were on it. That's the truth, okay? The truth is, whoever spoke up to say they were to say they're good at it, it's also perceived as confidence. So you don't have to go and gloat and glout and say, I'm the best. No one's better than me. I don't care. I won't work with these people. They're so bad. No, that's arrogance. Confidence can come from your ego. Confidence is saying, yes, I am good enough to do this work, and I will work with others to do it as well, and we'll get the job done. That is confidence, ladies and gentlemen. Another thing, okay, when you're young, a mistake I made was, I was working way too hard because I'm like, I'm young. I got fire. I can go faster. I can go harder. I can go stronger. I can chop this up. I can move this. I can do that real good. I was just going boom, 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 just flying everywhere and getting stuff done. You know, I can lift this. I can build this. I can make this. I can, you know, I can do tons of foods. I remember I worked in the kitchen
for 3 years. It was great. I loved it. But all in all, some people, they're going to want to see you fall. It doesn't matter. People are going to like you. People are going to love you. You might have one person who doesn't particularly like you. And you got to make sure you're not making the enemies with the higher up people. I remember there was one guy, I think I rubbed him the wrong way, but I'll tell you, I was a great employee. I think other people around me knew that. And, you know, you do want to fit in. You don't want to appear as a threat. So again, don't be the guy who says, you know, who pushes people away and alienates them. You don't want to be the person who's thinking they're better than everyone. Because then again, when it's in a group and a team, especially in a kitchen, that's going to cause tension and problems. Trust me, I know. Now, back to being youthful. So I told you, when you're youthful, yes, you do have a ton of energy. Absolutely. I'm not challenging what I said. I'm not challenging anything I said in this podcast, okay? So now, don't use the energy foolishly. I want to use that word, even though it's offensive, but which means it's okay to take experience from someplace, get 2-3 years of restaurant experience, but don't give up. Go further. Go for manager as soon as you can. Go for supervisor as soon as you can. Get as much experience as you can while you're young, because when you're older and you have no experience, it is not going to help you out in the workplace, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't help you out in the real world, in the workforce. People are like, you're 30 and you don't have experience? Okay, never mind, you know. And sometimes you'll find workplaces where the people feel sorry for you because they're thinking, okay, well, here's what I feel. They feel bad for you in a workplace because you now go do certain stuff, okay, in a workplace, but you got to take more time, and you actually realistically have less time because you're older than the younger people. So you're not going to stay at that job for 10, 15 years, let's say, as someone else might if in your 30s. Like I knew a guy, I think he was in his early to mid 30s, and he took a position I really wanted somewhat, but I knew I wasn't able to put out as much as I could have, or as I would have at the time. I was a bit under the weather and a bit also realistically, I knew I didn't want to work with any of the people that were in the management at the time. And the management's completely changed now. And thank God it's probably much definitely better now that things have changed. But let me tell you, you know, you got to know where you work. Don't work alongside people who don't influence you, okay? Don't work alongside people who don't want to see things better for you, okay? You know, don't work alongside people who think, you know, I don't want to inspire anyone I work with. Because let me tell you, okay, there's two ways to go about things. You can either be the bossy guy everyone, or the bossy woman people dislike because all you do is nothing and boss people around, and you do it in an awful, down-talking kind of tone. And I've noticed this. There's these people who think, oh, you know, my way or the highway, and I'm not expected to, like, lift a finger, okay? Then you have people who they want to work alongside you. They're inspirational. They're also what's the most beautiful, perfect word to put in this sentence here? Okay, they're persuasive in a positive way. They use positive reinforcements to get you to want to be a better worker. Okay, makes sense? That's like saying they might throw in an honest compliment your way, or they might throw in some,
oh, okay, you know, let's go do this. I feel we can get this done together in a positive type of way. You know, and again, some places you're gonna have those people who are also, they're saying, you know, I go to work, you can only do what you can do in the time you're around. But you're gonna have people who wanna work for you more if you're a happier, nicer boss. Like, this is what people don't get. If you're someone no one wants to approach all the time, well, you know, you're not going to build fans at a workplace. And at the end of the day, you're probably going to make more enemies. Because let me tell you, like, when you're the guy or the girl who's against everyone in their workplace because you're in a supervision or management position, not everyone has to dislike their supervisor. You can talk people and tell them. You can talk to them. Like, I understood. I was sensible. I was like, you know what? I mean, I finally knew my manager wanted me to hate him. I actually was always like so forgiving, or I was always like so understanding. I was always the kind of person who was like, oh yeah, I know. You know, I being in your position must be kind of tough. And yeah, I know no one else wants to kind of do this, and I'll do that. Okay, I'll go do this. I get it. It needs to be done. I get it. But here's one thing. When you don't want to help out, that's like being the work assassin, okay? Because you're assassinating work progress. Because now, in a supervisor or manager's position, if you don't want to go and help work or show that you care, it's like, you know, it makes other people want to do it less. No one wants to have that energy. It's kind of like, you know. And another thing, you know, people work hard. I see people that they don't have any technique or tact in management. They're literally just like running around. Every day is like a new day. It's like, no, work is usually a process. You want to know what makes success successful in a lot of places? Why do we have internet? Why do we have telephones? Why do we have rent? Why do we live places that are practical? Because there's a system in place. A system provides electrical currencies. A system provides wired internet transmissions. A system provides electricity to your house so everyone can have a fridge. A system provides stuff for us. A road system that we can drive on. A system. And some people at a workplace, and it's the worst when you're in management and when you're or a supervisor, when you can't understand the system. You know, some people, it's like they disrupt the system and they're like, oh yeah, you know what, someone needs to go over here, but oh wait, you actually, wait, hold on, actually you have work to do over there. It's like, don't go and aggravate people and do nothing yourself or very little when you can't even figure out the system that's supposed to be in place at a workplace. Like, some people don't even have a clue. Like, another thing, when you're someone who's older, start looking after your health. I've been a health nut since 25. I've been a vegan since 24 years old. This is 25 years old. I'm 28 now. I've been a vegan for 4 years. And let me tell you, it's the best decision I ever made. But I don't smoke and I don't drink. Because I don't smoke and I don't drink, I'm in phenomenal health. You know, decent health. Decent enough. I'm not in the most perfect health. I don't believe in perfect health. But I do believe that there's definitely variations of health. And I'm in an upper range. But at the same time, you know, health is also your mental health as well. You need to be mentally healthy. I'm very physically healthy sometimes, yes. I'd say I'm in the average, upper average range, but I don't smoke, I don't drink, I brush my teeth, you know, I do wear contacts, and I go outside every day, and I like getting some sunshine when the sun is out, for sure. And I eat right. I'm not addicted to caffeine. You know, I eat very, very healthy. I eat salads every day. I eat a salad every day. Who can say they eat a salad every day? Not many people can say they eat a salad every day. I don't look at meat. I don't eat bread. I don't eat muffins, you know. I used to. There's healthy vegans and there's unhealthy vegans, you know. So now you know. So anyways, when you're young, you want to have discipline. Okay? At the same time, get the experience while you're young. Get all the experience you can. Absorb. Say yes. Be the yes man. Be the yes woman. The yes woman and the yes man are also unstoppable people, because eventually everyone in the workplace has been there and they gave up. So they're thinking, you know what? When someone's been there for 3 years or 2 years, or I'll say three or four years, their inclination and their motivation goes downhill. That means they're less inclined to have vigorous work and put their bodies on the line for their work. But I want to say, even just do successful work that's physically demanding, that they're capable of. Okay. Another thing, a good man, you should watch how physical your employees are. Some employees are not meant for the job. Some employees are like, they don't hate physical work, or they're not conditioned to do physical work. It might take time, but at the same time, there's some people like they're not going to do the physical work because it's just not in them. So you got to realize this, you know, if you're that person, realize, okay, if you're that person, realize the physical work's not for you. Go find a different job. Go find somewhere else. At the same time, find a job that's hot, that's got it going on, that's got full of technology, that's full of growth, that's going to be on, you know, the forefront of going somewhere, you know. You know, you don't want people who are fools, or you don't want people who aren't cool enough to get the work done, you know. You want people who want to get the work done, and you want people who want to see success. Okay, the problem is a lot of people don't know what the job they really want is. And so you have to go figure that out for yourself. Okay, you have to find that in yourself. You also have to find out, you know, whether or not, whether you can go do something that is good for you, you know. And that means mentally healthy for you. You got to find a job that's mentally healthy. You got to be around people who are healthy, not people who are going down and dragging you down. See, that's where people fail, because they don't understand, you know, who they're hanging around and who they work with is important. Okay. Anyways, that's it for today. I'll be back with another podcast. I'm cutting this one off and I'll make another one. Love yourselves. Share this with your friends, your family. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot.